Stuart, your thoughts on that game today?
It deserves some out of the game. I think we've had 21 goal attempts, but just shows if you don't get it right in both boxes. I think we dominated possession, dominated chances, but we little bit disappointed to lose the game 2-1. I think it was probably a second phase from one set play and another set play they've scored from. And like I say, if you don't get it right in both boxes, you don't win games of football.
After the defensive frailties there have been in the last few weeks, did you feel, despite the goals, there was a step up in improvement today?
Well, you can get some satisfaction from the performance. I thought it was a good performance. And like I say, to come here and dominate possession and 21 goal attempts, it just shows the importance that you've got to hit the target out of them 21 a little bit more. They've done it twice and scored 2 goals. So I think the keeper's pulled off an unbelievable double save, just right at the death of first half. But then an unusual scorer for us, Kieran Lees, ended up getting a goal, which I'm pleased for him because of all the effort, hard work. But defensively, we looked a bit more solid as well.
They seemed to come out of the blue as well, their goals, didn't they? They weren't threatening that before or even after, really, and they were just isolated in those two moments.
Well, I keep saying to the players, it doesn't matter, whatever, the game, you've got to come off physically shattered and mentally shattered, and with just one lapse of concentration or two lapses in the end has just cost us. And so we need to learn from that.
It was nice for Kieran Lee, obviously. There seemed to be a bit of a fuss on the bench about him as well when he scored. I think there was a moment between himself and Lee Bullen. What was all that about? Is it just the fact that that's his first goal and you've been waiting for it?
Well, he's been getting close and close and close. He's been providing goals for people with his passes. And he's been getting into the box, breaking into the box, but more often than not, he's not worked the keeper or hit the target. And today, I think it's come from somebody's left knee or right knee, and it's dropped to him, and he's just slotted it away. So I don't think he knew how to celebrate as well. And I think the pleasing thing was the reaction of my team. They were delighted for him, the bench were delighted for him. But we need more goals from him from midfield.
That's something to look at for next season, then, getting him in more of those kind of positions, obviously.
Well, he brought that duck, so now he knows what that feeling's like. I want him to remember that feeling and have it on a regular basis next season.
Obviously frustrating to end the season with a defeat. You end on 53 points. It must give you positivity going into next season, though, with what's happened over the last, when you look at it in a more broad perspective over the last sort of 4 or 5 months.
Well, I think what's happened probably the last 4 or 5 weeks has just caught up with us regarding the depth of the squad. We're asking to players go regularly. Some are playing, carrying knocks and playing with injuries. So we just need to address that. We need to keep as many players out of the treatment room as possible, because we've had so many in that treatment room. But that's part and parcel. But like I said, there's a poor start, a good second part, and then it's just been a bit probably a bit below average this last period. So it's disappointing, because we got to the safety barrier, but we just wanted to kick on. Unfortunately, we haven't done.
What do you say to your players at the end of the season, in that sort of final team talk of the season? How do you sort of leave things with them? Obviously, it's not completely it with training, I suppose, but how do you leave it with them?
Well, we analyse it, we review it, we've got them in tomorrow, we'll talk through what we need to improve. We're always wanting to improve. After the start that we had, I think it was 1 win in 18 games, the players have done fantastic. They deserve all the credit to get us where we were. But then we just felt as though we needed to kick on, and whether it was just coincidence with the amount of injuries and suspensions that we've picked up, it's just maybe found us out a little bit.
And the big decisions are to come, aren't they, over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, the decisions will be made, and it's part and parcel for a football club. It's not the nice part, but they have to be done. Players will be leaving the football club, but we'll be trying to bring players in as well.
Is your mind made up in terms of those who are currently here, in terms of what you want to do with them?
Yeah, my mind's made up. I'll be sitting down with them, and they'll be the first to get to find out. And like I said, we've got them in tomorrow for a chat. I'll be having meetings with the players, and then the club will make an announcement probably middle of next week.
So those chats start tomorrow for you?
Yeah, they've started. Well, they've been ongoing anyway. And but the pleasing thing, like I say, is that this time last year, we were going into the last game. We needed a result to stay in the league. I just didn't want the season to fizzle out. I'm pleased with the performance today, but not. I'm very disappointed with the result.
You'll be pretty much hoping those two at the centre of defence stay here and commit themselves to the club for next season, won't you? But I suppose that's something that's going to have to wait until after the World Cup.
Well, hopefully Gucci is going to the World Cup. The thing is that we want to keep our better players, but we want to improve, and we want to add to the squad, and we want to bring good players in as well.
Was it significant, though, with your lineup today in that, obviously, apart from those two and Sam Hutchinson as well, the rest were obviously your players in that starting lineup. Was that significant at all?
No. At the end of the day, I pick a team to get a result, to win a game of football. I'm pleased with the performance. Like I said, 21 goal attempts, but we just haven't got it right in both boxes today.